USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is warning of serious consequences after Iran seized a British flag tanker.
This is completely unacceptable. Freedom of navigation must be maintained.
The president is standing by his latest tweets. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump is digging in on his strategy of attacking four progressive minority congresswomen. Trump spoke to reporters as he left the White House and says he doesn't care how it affects him politically.
I don't know if it's good or bad politically. I don't care. But when people are speaking so badly, when they call our country garbage, I don't care about politics. I don't care if it's good or bad about politics.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
We are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president because his policies are a nightmare to us.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Almost half the country will record temperatures of 95 degrees or higher during this weekend's heat wave. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
From the plains through the Midwest and into the East Coast, temperatures are expected to be 95 to 100 degree range. And combined with the humidity levels, we do anticipate the heat indices to be in the 105 to 110 degree range.
Former NFL player Mitch Petras died of a heat stroke. He played for the New York Giants and helped them win a Super Bowl. He also played for the New England Patriots and the Tennessee Titans. Funeral arrangements are set for a retired Supreme Court justice. The body of former Justice John Paul Stevens will lie in repose at the Supreme Court on Monday. Members of the public can pay their respects from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. following a private ceremony in the court's Great Hall. Stevens died earlier this week at age 99. He'll be buried in a private service at Arlington National Cemetery, the 13th justice to be buried there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Iowa's governor insists that she didn't ask the state's Health and Human Services director to resign because of his love for a murdered rap star. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
Republican Governor Kim Reynolds says she wants people to know that she did not ask the state's Health and Human Services director to resign because of his love for the late rapper Tupac Shakur. Though Jerry Foxhoven is known for his obsession with Shakur, he holds Tupac Fridays and also constantly quotes him. In fact, he was asked to resign the very day after he had sent out an email with a Tupac Shakur quote to more than 4,000 employees. The governor's office is saying that they just wanted to take the department into a new direction and that there were several non-Tupac reasons for letting Foxhoven go. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Mark Esper is expected to become the next Secretary of Defense. John Clemens reports.
The 55-year-old Mark Esper, who has served as Secretary of the Army since November 2017, is expected to be approved by the full Senate. Earlier during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Dr. Esper answered a key question about Iran in this exchange with Senator Jack Reed.
We will meet anytime, anywhere, without precondition to discuss issues with the Iranians to get us on the diplomatic path.
So you think that diplomatic path is the most thoughtful way to proceed?
Diplomacy always is.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.